welcome to the Northern Grampian Shire Council meeting. Councillors, I must inform you that the Mayor is an apology today, and therefore I will require a nominee to chair the meeting today. Councillors, I'm in your hands.
Madam CEO, I'll like to nominate Councillor Murray Emerson to be acting chair for today.
I'll second that, Madam CEO.
Thank you very much, councillors. Do I have any other nominees? If not, I'd like to put that to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Declare it carried. And I ask Councillor Emerson to take the chair. Thank you, Councillor Emerson.
Thank you, Madam CEO. And so we declare the meeting now underway. And I'll ask everybody to be outstanding while we do the affirmation, please. We recognise the traditional owners of the land. We are inspired by the early pioneers and by those who gave their lives for our country. We now ask God's blessing on our deliberations and on our commitment to build a better lifestyle and environment. Thank you. Just before I start the business of council today, I will inform everybody that the proceedings are being recorded today. If you are not happy about the recording, now is the time to show your disagreements to it. Thank you. Are there any apologies today?
Mayor Councillor Tony Driscoll and Councillor Lauren Benson.
Thank you, Councillor Irwin. Any other apologies? Item number two today is the confirmation of the minutes of the council meeting on the 4th of April 2022. I understand everybody's had a chance to have a look at those. Can I get a motion in regard to those minutes, please?
Mr. Acting Mayor?
Chairman.
I'll move that they are true and correct record.
Thank you.
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Eslop. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Any matters arising from those minutes? Thank you, I'm not seeing any. Item number four, any presentations or awards? Not seeing any. Any presentations or petitions or joint letters? I understand there isn't any today. Item number six, disclosure of conflict of interest. Now's the time for councillors to offer a conflict if they have one. If any conflicts occur during the meeting, please bring it to our attention. I'm not seeing any indication of any conflicts. Item number seven is a list of the meetings that council and councillors have had over the past month. And there's a detailed list there, which I won't go through today. If there's any questions from any fellow councillors in regard to any of those meetings, we are open to any questions on those meetings right now.
Can we move that, Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Councillor Irwin. Can I have a second, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I second.
Councillor Ostarski, thank you very much. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. No items to be brought forward today. We'll head into the business of council and we'll go to 9.1.1, the quarterly council action plan report. And we have a recommendation here. Could I have a motion in regard to the recommendation or a similar motion, please?
Mr. Chair, I move that the council notes the quarterly council action plan report and approves the broadcast plan.
Thank you, Councillor Stasevic. Could I have a second, please?
Have a second, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Ruhl. Councillor Stasevic, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The quarterly council action plan is quite a useful way of keeping track of commitments to deliver the services that the council require. And I commend the action plan reporting the scheme so that we're aware of what's happening from the implementation phase. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stasevic. Councillor Ruhl?
Not too much further. It's a good roadmap for seeing our progress. A lot of projects are on target. There's a few that have been pushed back a little bit, but generally it's a really good indication of where projects are up to.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ruhl. Any other councillors like to speak for or against the motion? I'm not seeing any. Before we vote on the motion, I'll ask Councillor Stasevic, would you like to sum up?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, nothing further.
Thank you. I'll put the motion to the vote. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 1.1.2 is the glass recycling. And we have a recommendation here. Could I get a motion in regard to that recommendation or any other motion, please?
Mr. Chair, I move that Council proceeds with the introduction of a glass curbside collection service.
Thank you, Councillor Ruhl.
And Mr. Chair, I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Rock. Councillor Ruhl, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Look, this is a step along the path for recycling. There's been quite a lengthy survey sent around and a very good response on that too. Well over 700 people responded and it gave some indication. I think there was a few comments about wanting a green waste collection. That's on the cards later on. This is the first step along the way and it's legislated by Victoria State Government to introduce these new services, and this is one step towards that.
Thank you very much. Councillor Aswell?
Yes, look, I'd just like to say there's nothing further at this time. Councillor Irwin summed that up perfectly.
Thank you very much for that. Any other councillors like to speak on the motion for or against? Thank you. Before I put the motion to vote, I'll ask Councillor Irwin, would you like to sum up? Thank you. Put the motion to vote. Those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you very much. 9.1.3, the Sedona Community Action Network MOU. And we have a recommendation in regard to that. Could I get a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The motion is the Council adopts a memorandum of understanding between the Sedona Community Action Network and the Board of HR Council.
Thank you, Councillor Stasevic. Could I have a second, please?
Have a second, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Irwin. Councillor Stasevic, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The intent of the proposed MOU is to really establish and acknowledge the partnership that exists between the Sonoma Community Action Network, or SCANs as it's called, and the Northern Great Shire Council. There's this pathway or this link or network will really start to strengthen the voice that the disparate members of the community have, so that all of that's channeled through the SCAN to council and vice versa, and council to the community. This relationship will take time to build, because there's a fair bit of education that's required that goes along with the responsibilities of the MOU. But there's a group of willing people certainly in SCAN to participate and vice versa from council. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Councillor Southbridge, Councillor Irwin, would you like to speak to the motion?
Councillor Eddy, summed it up well.
Thank you very much. Any other councillors like to speak for or against the motion? I'll ask Councillor Southbridge to sum up if he wishes.
Still on. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The issue is this should not be seen as an end point, but really as a start. And there's a bit of ongoing education as to how this network or this relationship can work best and perform to deliver the results. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. I'll put the motion to the vote. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. No items under 9.2 today. 9.3.1 is the waiving, refunding, development, approval, permit, application fees policy. And we have a recommendation here, so can I get a motion in regard to that recommendation, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair, the recommendation is that Council approves the updated waiving and refunding development approval permit application and fees policy.
Thank you, Councillor Haswell. Can I get a seconder, please?
Happy to second, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Earl. Councillor Haswell, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, yes. Originally, this was adopted in 2009, the original policy on this, and the changes. The policy notes that the power to waive and refund is as follows. These are the changes. So fees 400 or less, excluding the fees for new applications, the decision to waive or refund the fee under this policy will be made by the executive leadership team. However, fees greater than the $400, the decision to waive or refund these fees will be made by council resolution.
Thank you, Councillor Haswell.
Councillor Ruin? Well, sound like
thank you very much. Any other councillors like to speak for or against the motion? I'm not seeing any. I'll ask Councillor Haswell if you'd like to sum up, please.
No, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll put the motion to the vote. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Is the domestic wastewater management plan. And we have a recommendation here. Can I get a motion in regard to that recommendation or another motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Councillor Earl, for using your computer. Certainly, the motion is that the Council endorses the domestic wastewater management plan for 2022-2027.
Thank you, Councillor Starskitz. Could I have a second in regard to that motion, please?
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Haswell. Councillor Starskitz, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The plan itself forms part of what's known as the State of Knowledge under the General Environmental Duty and the Environmental Protection Act. Really, it's fundamental to Council's work in this space, but also it creates a benchmark for residents to adopt in the safe disposal of their waste and other activities. So consequently, it's important that we do have a policy in place, a policy and a plan in this place. Thank you.
Councillor Haswell.
So I think really this plan, as Councillor Stasovic said, it's, but it's a long-term plan for sustainability of our townships through the appropriate development and controls of land and infrastructure. So it's making sure that we treat our wastewater properly.
Thank you, Councillor Haswell. Any other councillors like to speak? Not seeing any, I'd ask Councillor Starskitz if you'd like to sum up.
Nothing further, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Well, I'll put the motion to the vote. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Nothing under item 9.4 today. We don't have any notice of motion or rescission to deal with. And item number 11 is the reports from councillors. And I would like to go around the table for councillors to have the opportunity to report on what might have been going on in their lives in regard to councilling in the last month. I'll start with Councillor Gray.
No, but sort of pretty quiet this month. Instead of being quiet and waiting for some things, that falls out, which we're going to bring up next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. Councillor Haswell?
Nothing here, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Councillor Ruin?
I think the last couple of weeks have been devoured by organising the Hankins Grand Escape, which I might say was over the weekend and highly successful. Thank you.
Councillor Stasovich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On that note, certainly I would commend Councillor Irwin and his organising team and committee for putting on a fantastic event that certainly opened up our shire to a number of people, a lot of out of towns. The other issue that was raised by some residents in our shire was Walker's Lake, the use of Walker's Lake over the long weekend Easter period. There's a misuse of that resource and something that we need to correct coming in the future. I also commend to you that North Central Land is having their own general meeting in a week's time, so stay tuned for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Stasovich. Just a quick report from me, mainly in regard to the running of the store list of gift this year. The event went really well. We had some fantastic feedback on it, with people that had come along to help us promote the gift, like Bruce McElvaney. The Sports Minister, Mr. Pakula, was there this year, and we believe from a store gift management report perspective that the whole event went really well. We've had some of the best runners from throughout Australia there, both in the amateurs and the professionals this year. We recognised the participation of the ladies' gift by making sure that the ladies' names were displayed on the results board, the first time in 140 years that has happened. A great recognition for the women in the sport of running and for women generally. We haven't finalised the numbers yet, but in the next few days I think we're getting to a position where we'll be having a look at how the whole thing is gone from a numbers point of view and financial. My personal opinion is, through the great work of the Store Gift Management Board, the VAL, the Store Athletic Club, we seem to have the store gift heading in the right direction, so we're all fairly pleased about that. The other thing that I'd like to say was my congratulations personally to Kevin Irwin and his team at the Great Escape. Just a sensational weekend of wine and food and entertainment and goodwill between people of similar ideas. Well done, Kevin, and your board. It was just a sensational event. I think it's rapidly overtaking the store gift Easter weekend. Just a great effort, Kevin, on that. Anybody else have anything before we close down the reports? Okay, item number 12, any urgent business? No public question time today. A bit disappointing we haven't got some people in the gallery. But it's very hard to tell when they're going to turn up. Some weeks they'll be here, and other weeks they won't. Of course, with the budget coming up, I'm sure there'll be some in the gallery in the near future.
It'll be stacked.
Now we have an item for closed council, so do I get a motion in regards to going to closed council, please?
I'll move the council goes into closed council.
Thank you, Councillor Irwin.
I'll second that.
Thank
Mr.
you,
Chair.
Councillor Aswell. Thank you. We're now back in open council, and I would ask the Madam CEO to report on the decisions of council during closed council.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During the closed council meeting, the council have decided to award contract C9-2021-2022 production and supply of meals for the delivered meals service to East Wimmera Health Service to prepare delivered meals for St Arnold residents and Grampians Regional Health Service to prepare delivered meals for the Stawell residents for a duration of 2 years from the 1st of July 2022.
Thank you, Madam CEO. If there is no further business, I will declare the council meeting closed. Thank you very much for your attendance.